It's Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. Y'all already know the vibes. Every time I come through with new heat, a new artist. Man, I got this artist over here. He goes by the name of Youngin Twin, a.k.a. La Uck. An artist from east side of Stone Mountain, Georgia. He is only 18 years old, y'all. Can y'all believe that? That's what I'm talking about. He has raw talent. He's currently has a mixtape that's out, and it's called Youngin Do 'Em Dirty, containing 11 songs, and has an EP dropping this summer on the 4th of July. So y'all already know the vibes. When y'all doing that barbecue, y'all gotta play his music. He only been rapping for 2 years, but it sounds like he's been here before. He has performed at small events like car wash, parties, but he is looking for his big break on a real stage. Now, I already know that's coming up soon. From the actual music to the way he dressed, all the way to his personality, this kid just has the whole package. Yo, what's up? Before we start this interview, do you have anybody that you want to shout out?
Yeah. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to the bros. Shout out to the bro locked up. Free Gun and G, Free Sai.
That's what's
like
up.
That. All right.
Manager, you
want to
say something?
This manager, Lil D, man. K, baby, Rent to here, man. Shout out to the bros. Versus the World going to be on the map soon. Putting it down. Top five versus everything. Top five the label. You know, we going big. We going digital.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to hear. So what's up, youngin? Like, you been living out here in Georgia all your life?
Hell, yeah. I got a little Jamaican in me, but, you know, I've been living out here all my life, Stone Mountain.
Okay.
I done been around though. Like, I done lived on Glenwood. I done lived on Redan. Like, I just been, you feel me? I've been all around.
That's home to you. That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. And tell me something right now. I know when it comes to your music, you have a lot of energy. When you started music, what was one of your main goals on why you wanted to do music?
Keep it real. When I first started doing music, it was more like just me and the bros just playing. It was like, we was hearing everybody else rap. We was like, bro, these niggas ain't talking about nothing. And we just, you feel me? We would just go rap ourselves and start off like that. But then I started like finding a passion to it. Like, I wouldn't just rap with the bros. Actually, I'd rap by myself. Like, just working on my craft, getting better every day.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. Usually, it starts like that. You do something mad fun, and then you like, oh shit, I'm good at that. Let me go ahead and expand this motherfucker and make money. Goddamn, why not? And that's just how it is. That's like how I started as an artist, right? So, do you have like a... Are you working on a new project, or are you working on pretty much... How can I say? What kind of events are you working on tapping into, you say?
As of right now, you know, I do got to... Actually, the EP's not on the 4th. It's on the 5th. It's coming out on the 5th. And I just be in the store. I'm just stacking up right now, like... I don't really have I have a blueprint, I got a plan, but as of right now, I'm just stacking music, and then whenever it's time to drop, it's time to drop.
Time to drop. You heard what he said? You know how we definitely do it. You got something to say?
I said put them in the vault, man. Y'all not ready for it. Y'all start holding nuts, man. Tell y'all start holding nuts. That's when we gonna drop.
That's when we gonna drop. Y'all heard the vibes, man. Say your IG again real quick.
Youngin 5, Youngin, the number 5, IVE.
Yeah, and you, I know you be, have you been out of little 5 points? You will go around as an artist to perform, or I don't know too much about 5 points, but I heard that 5 points could be a hot area to perform. Have you thought about going out there?
What you mean? Like, what's 5 points?
Like, in the city, I guess Midtown, little 5 points, like where Vortex is at.
If the bag, I'm performing, I don't care where it's at.
Okay, all right, you heard it. See, yeah, I like that energy. When it comes to being an artist, when it comes to doing your craft, you have to be open to go to different areas, right? But I'm sure you want to go to different states as well.
For sure.
So what, do you have any top states that you was thinking about actually going to?
On some rap shit? Not really, but like genuinely just going. You feel me? Like probably Miami, or you feel me? Like, I don't really even travel like that, but... I go out of town. I ain't tripping. If it's the bag there, I go perform. I like to do music. That's what I'm going to do.
He is ready. Y'all heard it, man. He said Miami first. So y'all make sure all your promoters are hollering at him and DM the manager. What is your IG again, manager?
T-Y-L-D, man. T-Y-L-U-H-D-E-E.
Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all holler at him if y'all want to feature him, if y'all want to go ahead and have him on y'all showcase. Like, Miami is the top state right now. So y'all make sure y'all check him out and y'all DM him, DM the manager for his feature. Now, as far as your drop, right, July 5th, do you have a favorite song that's on your mixtape that you like?
The EP that's coming up is only two songs. Two songs, hard as fuck.
Okay.
So, you feel me? It's just to hold them off till I drop another mixtape. But as far as my favorite song on the EP that's coming out, it's a song that's called Purple. The other one called Lethal, but I like Purple, you feel me? Purple Him.
Purple Him?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you was going to say today, or you was going to say another song?
It's only two songs on there. You talking about from my previous album?
I don't know. When I told you to, when I want to hear a little something, like, you going to spit what you got on your mixtape?
I'm going to rap something that's on release.
Okay. He want to give y'all a little exclusive. Like, I don't know. The people ready? Like, I don't know. You ready to tell them something? A little something?
We'll do it. These niggas be toting on poles. Still, these niggas ain't shooting no poles for real. Slide through the cities with gunners and trappers. You know that they throw for real. Think I'm a hoe, I go overkill. Overdrill. I done made hit after hit. Niggas be holding nuts for real. I done sent hit after hit. Baby wrench pop out the cut for real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my nigga beat on legit. Right at the police and quit tripping shit. Mm-hmm. Great like that.
You just murdered the scene just now. They wasn't ready. They was not fucking ready, man. Y'all heard the man. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. Y'all make sure y'all check out for his EP that is going to drop July 5th, which is a day after the 4th of July. So y'all make sure y'all look into that. Also, when it comes to your music, right? Are you thinking of tapping into different genres, or like, let's say you see how people have like a mix of reggae or something on their thing?
Look, I'm gonna put it like this. I'm more of like an artist because I make any type of music. Like I make a drill song, but I go a love song about a girl. I go a pain song. Niggas not even seeing me in the pain songs yet. I ain't even go hard in the pain songs yet. But like I get in the mood and make any type of song. What put a rock star beat on?
Okay.
I'm telling you, put a rock star beat on, I'ma rock out.
You gonna rock out. Right. As you should. As long as you get your soul. Like, I feel you on that one, man, because like in this industry, you have to adapt. Like, there's no way where you can be able to move around if you're not adapting. So, for you to be able to adapt and be in a situation when you like, yo, give me this beat, yo, I got this shit, that's what's up. So, do you have a line, do you have a producer with you that works with you when it comes to your music?
Nah, to keep it real, I'm actually looking for a producer. You feel me? I need a producer. So, all producers, you feel me, hit my line.
All right. So definitely, y'all heard what he said. He's looking for producers. What about engineers? That's
it. Oh yeah, for sure. My boy Javi, he play football, but he hard in the music shit. Javier Martin, he hard. His Instagram is Hunches. Go check my boy out. My boy Jay made that shit. He engineered me too. Go hit that boy up. Who else to engineer me? Me and my brother Jess be engineering ourselves. with Lil D right here, so
yes.
And my boy Cash, you feel me? My boy Cash. Matter of fact, that's really finna be my producer for real. He just need to get right.
All right.
But, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. He does shout out everybody that's part of the team that has been, pretty much organizing what you got going on and developing what you got going on. So shout out to all the brothers that is a part of the team. Definitely, all producers that are available, come through, man. Come through and check the vibe, pretty much what he got going on, because y'all heard him already. He's fire as fuck. Like, I know y'all want to hear more, so y'all make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. You know the vibes.
Hey.
So, as far as, how can I say music? Now we said traveling. So, now I'm about to ask you a question, because you're 18 years old, and you're very focused on your music. Now, do you have a special lady in your life?
I ain't got no girlfriend.
Fuck you talking about?
What the fuck, man? You don't even talk about shit. Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes at?
burned.
Man, I got
need a get at my homegirl.
Nah, though, I ain't gonna lie though, bro. I be wanting a girlfriend. Facts. I don't even, you feel me? I be wanting a girlfriend. Wait, if I get a girlfriend, I'm gonna go up.
You gonna go up? Well, you heard him. He needs the wisdom to his knowledge, y'all. Like, he is single as fuck. And I'm even holler at Bryn with the pen because she know where the hose is at. Trust me when I say. You got to holler at Bryn with the pen. Like, I understand how that goes as far as, yeah, I know. I'm laughing too, y'all, because it's like, it be like that sometimes, right? But I hope you do find, well, I hope that special lady find you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And y'all work it out. Because the way how this generation is, you know, is a little bit, yeah, too crazy. It's for everyone. Anyway, so, as I was saying, so now we put the love shit on the side. And I'm going right back to the music shit, right? So, again, I'm very, like, I'm still surprised that you've been doing music for 2 years. Because this shit right here, that you sound fire as fuck, right?
Appreciate it.
So, I know you're going to be continuing with your art. Is there anything else that you do other than music, like on the side, or any other skills that you be working on?
I got shit that I got in motion.
So do you do like art or no?
No, but I want to start my own clothing brand. I'm finna drop the bag, twin. Tell them, twin.
Don't drop the bag.
Not yet. I got some shit in motion.
He got some shit in motion, so you heard of him already.
But
to keep it real, though, I really just be on some rap shit. That's what's up. Man, but some shit on the side. The bros, I'm telling you that. Versus the world. Shout out Lil Mar. VS.W. Lil Mar, I'm telling you, he got the fire shit in the city. Go tap in.
And my boy VS, Young the Don, he got the good Kendall, Tanya, I'm Dummy, Exotic, Frenchies, Bully, what you want? Come here.
Better be right.
This all right.
Shit in the city. Shout out Boo.
This shit is real out here in Atlanta, man. Y'all know the vibes. Damn, ain't no way. All right, so out of everybody that just shouted out, though, right? I'm still trying to figure out, is this one female in this mix? No DJ female, no producer female, like, engineer female at all? Like,
man.
It's so many A&R females and publicist females.
Okay,
like,
I'm going to keep it real. I was going to this one studio, and it was a female engineering us, and she was hard as hell. She engineered most of my Yankee Doom Dirty Tape. Oh, God, she hard. But, like, she just went right, shot one, something like nothing.
I feel you on that one too, man. Yo, I think with this whole fucking, spiritual warfare going on right now, and a lot of people not understanding their fucking mental health. Anyways, with that being said, well, at least you experienced somebody that was a part of the growth, I guess.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the manager. Because you know, you do what you got to do for your artists. And I respect that because a lot of managers out here ain't doing shit. They not really pushing forward.
We really got another one on the side. Baby Speed, Jet Speed. Shout him out. Fat, that's my another artist. I'm telling you.
Jet Speed, baby.
Y'all heard it. And make sure you got to get him in the interview process as well.
Hello. And my other little brother, La Culture, at Culture. I'm telling you, shout it hard. He different.
Culture.
Q-U-L-T-U-R-E-E. All right,
call it Q. And that's it. The reason why I'm saying that is because there is a promoter in Atlanta by the name of Culture.
I know my boy. he not the same Culture.
Just make sure. He definitely not. He does Slick Talk Poetry. He actually promotes Esco Seafood. He is the promoter of The Crave at Little Five Points on Euclid, and he's tapped into like Chew Chains and Snoop.
Yeah.
So, but you said at Culture, so it's at Culture, not the other one. So we're good with that. what else I was gonna say to you? I'm very intrigued by your artistic ways, and I'm very happy that you have a team behind you. Because that sounds like a big ass fucking team. Like, we got to do a showcase, right? Man, the team got to come, right? We got to do a showcase. You know what I'm saying? For that, we could get the team together and everybody could come up and see you do your thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So before I do end this interview, I want to know if you want to go ahead and say some other stuff as far as, again, what you got going on. Again, showing, giving the people your social media for that they can follow you. And where they can find your music.
You can find my music everywhere. Put in Yang and Twain. Pop straight up. Google, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all that. And go get all of it screaming. All of it it's still going dumb. Still, you feel me?
Yes.
Still going up.
Make sure you pick them views up.
Facts.
You got something to say?
Man, before we go, I'm gonna just shout out the whole gang.
Let's get it.
Shout out the whole gang. That ain't even half, man. Shout out my boy Bandit Gang Diz. You feel me? Go tap in. Go Instagram @BanditGangDiz.
Go, go follow my boy Lil Plug. You feel
Fact.
Me?
Shout out Lil Plug.
Team, right, Lil Plug, don't play.
Man, all that, man. Pin you down. Facts. Go tap in with the gang. Everything hard. Shout
That's
out the whole up. Bandit Gang.
That's what's up. And shout out to Stone Mountain, because that's where you're originally from.
For
shout
sure.
out to that area. And I would love to see you in different states. I would love to see you in different cities out here in Atlanta. And, yeah, let's make it happen, right? Let's get international.
Let's do it.
Let's get national. Let's get local. Let's get crazy. Let's get stupid.
Fans.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you again for coming to this interview, for coming to Wisdom the Healer, you know, podcast. And I'm hoping to have a part two with you guys, you know, in possibly the next 6 months to see what has accomplished. Because I know y'all going to go up.
Oh, yeah. Growth going to be stupid.
You know? So y'all make sure y'all follow him on Instagram, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all follow his music. Y'all make sure y'all follow me, Wisdom the Healer LLC, coming to you live and direct. And wherever y'all are, whether it's the sun is out, whether the moon is out, I hope you have a great day and a great night on purpose. Peace.